Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. On the Early Accountability Podcast, we are equipping individuals and organizations with tools to help them move forward with their personal or professional goals, especially in the early stages of a new endeavor, a new program, or a new personal dilemma. Today on the show, I am very lucky to have Robin Clark. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
And Robin has a very empowering story of how she has overcome a lot of transgressions in her life and moved forward to today to being an entrepreneur. So Robin, I would love for you to just kind of introduce yourself to the audience, tell a little bit about you, and kind of tell how you're, where you're at today, and how you're kind of empowering others too with the work that you do.
Okay, my name is Robin Clark. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I am a esthetician slash makeup artist. I got into aesthetics back in 2016. It's been a great journey so far. I'm loving everything that I do. It's really been a stress reliever for me as well, because it's something that I fell in love with and it makes me happy. My story: I was assaulted back in 2006. I was in college freshman year. I later left the school I was at, and then I transferred to Florida A&M University, where I tried to basically start over with my life. I had a lot of bumps in the road, grades going up and down, trying to be social and trying to just really get myself back on track. Although I did not finish, I didn't give up because that did take a toll on me. And I guess maybe because I did not sit down when it first happened to kind of talk about what happened and how it affected me, I had a little issues. But I did have help along the way, thanks to Kimmy. And her group, they really opened my eyes to help me understand what exactly happened and to kind of push forward. I came back home about 2012, still trying to figure out what I really wanted to do with school for me. I never really wanted to give up on anything. I knew I was going to be successful in some way or another. I just didn't really know in what. I started to pursue yoga, which is a really, really, really great stress reliever. I'm actually in a group now. I've also kind of helped people get on their yoga journey while I was on my I Am self-talk. I'm not a professional, but I'm self-taught. But in my career, we kind of help people feel good about themselves. And you can't really feel good about yourself if, well, I can't help others if I don't help myself. So in my field, it's mostly skincare. I know a lot of people deal with acne, scarring, cystic acne, which kind of makes the outer side of us not feel so great. I am a avid YouTube watcher, so getting into makeup on YouTube and trying to do some of the things that some of the YouTubers that I watch do, I got really fascinated. But then I wanted to learn more about the skin to find out what I could do to make the canvas, which is the face, a lot better for the actual art, which is makeup. I remember sitting on the beach with my friend and I was just telling her, I think I want to go to school to be an esthetician. And she was 100% behind me. I had already done my research on what schools I wanted to go to, how much everything was going to be, how long it was going to be. And she was just like, go for it. So I went for it. The program that I was in actually wasn't even open. When I researched it, I inquired through the school and they had told me the program had shut down, but they were thinking about bringing it back. They just needed more students to be interested. About a week later, I got a phone call saying, you should go ahead and fill out the application, get your money in, because we're only accepting about 20 students. and I was on it. And from that day, I just pushed forward. I studied everything. In-class learning was a great experience. It helped me to feel a lot better about myself and finding something that could help me channel my anger in a positive way into helping others. It's really been a big help for me and a big stress reliever. I have my own clients on the side. I've started my own business. Since I've gotten my license, I work a part-time job where I work for a corporation. I'm doing the same thing, but every time I go in, I'm happy. I'm excited about what I'm doing. I can't wait to see my clients and help them. I've heard so many stories while people are laying on my bed or esthetician table, as they want to call it, of what people are going through and having those conversations with them, that they're opening up to a stranger and making them feel comfortable and helping them, just letting it out. It makes me feel good. I just recently had someone come to me and just tell me that they almost died one day, and just her letting everything out, she, you know, after she got up off of the table, she was just like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. My skin feels great. I can't wait to come back to you. Like, every person that I've come in contact with since I've gotten in this field has had a positive effect. I've had many deep conversations with people that made me feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to help others. I guess kind of paying it forward, because others has helped me in my situation, and now I'm helping others in theirs, just one step at a time.
Yes.
In my current business, I make skincare products. I make body butters and scrubs, and the feedback on those have been amazing as well. Everybody that has purchased something from me absolutely loves it. And that really makes me feel good to know that they feel good and they love the product. My goal is to help others clear their skin and feel good about themselves with everything that I make in a natural way, because I want everything to be naturally based. So I know that I'm not harming them in any way, and they feel a lot better about themselves, because, you know, they say when you look good, you feel good.
So, <Yes. laughs>
so when we look good, we feel even better about going about our day and going about our week, even if we have like a ton of things on our shoulders, even though we don't look how we feel with those issues that are going on. And I really want to do that, because that has really helped me in what I went through, because even with yoga, it helped me to kind of channel everything in a peaceful way. Not to kind of lash out, but just kind of leaving everything on the mat is what I say.
Yes.
Weight issues, you know.
Mm-hmm. With that. It's
been a great journey, I would say. Everything that I've gone through in the past has made me who I am today, although it wasn't such a great story. I think it has helped me better myself. I've always been a happy person. I've always been a people person. My mom used to call me a social butterfly when I was in school. I've had many different groups of friends. I still do. So although what happened to me, I didn't let it stop me.
Right.
I was determined to not let it stop me from doing what I know I could be doing. I'm not perfect. I know we've had our, you know, hiccups, and, you know, you think about what ifs, and I should have done this or I could have done that. But I think everything has happened for a reason and in its time.
Yes. And I like to say you have really taken such huge strides to overcome a lot of the things that you went through. And just to make sure the audience understands, Robin was a victim of rape when she was a freshman in college. She went to college her freshman year in a different state outside of Florida. After her assault, and correct me if I'm wrong, family and friends came in to help.
Mm-hmm.
And in exchange, you ended up coming back to Florida and mm-hmm. eventually went to Florida A&M. We crossed paths when I was working on the campus of Florida A&M University when we did a fellowship group for sexual assault survivors. And in my time of knowing Robin, you went publicly for the first time about your story to kind of people outside of just like really close friends, family, and maybe people from our survivor group, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was huge. I don't know if you, that was a huge thing for you to publicly, and you did it, and she did it on social media. She publicly told her story. And I would love for you to expand a little bit on that. What was that like for you in your journey? Because there's a lot of people, it seemed that it liberated you. And I would love to hear what made you want to finally go forward and tell about this story publicly.
I wanted to tell because every year, you know, the date comes around, I'll never forget it. But it's a subject that people kind of sweep up under the rug. And I feel like it needs to be voiced. And I believe in that post, I kind of thanked a lot of the people that were there for me at that time when it happened, like individually. It was a super long post too. I just wanted to let everybody know that I was okay. This is what happened to me. I really want to thank and appreciate everybody who was there for me at that time because I was clueless. I didn't know what to do, who to call, where to go. And those people just came in and rescued me pretty much. After that post, like so many people inboxed me of how proud they were of me, how I've helped them. I had one person come up to me and tell me that because I wrote my post, they were able to tell their family members what happened to them about 15 years prior with them. And I encouraged them to do that. And I think it's a good idea to let those know that if it's happened to you, you're not alone. We all go through those. I don't want to tell anyone. I'm scared. No one's going to believe me. But if we want to kind of stop this from happening, we have to talk about it. We can't just act like it doesn't happen. And for me writing that post, it was a way of healing myself to get it out and forgiving the actual person. Because I later on wrote a post to them, not knowing where they were, if they could actually see it, but just letting them know that I forgive you. I can't move on with my life until I do, because I'm going to harbor all of these feelings toward that situation and it's not going to do me any good. No, I'm not going to forget what happened, but I have to do it for me. So even if they never see it, it's okay, because I know deep down inside that I'm okay and I forgave. And I really just want people to know that you're not by yourself. You really aren't by yourself. Like, I remember sitting in a group, a small group for church, and that one setting, I want to say our Bible study like turned into a safe place because I met about four other girls that night that had gone through the same thing that I went through. And we all just sat and kind of told our stories of what happened and how it affected us and where we were at that point. It just feels so good because talking about it is a form of healing. Because the more you get it out, the more you can heal, and you can heal others and you can help others kind of direct where they should go. Even if it's just in a like or a comment, or, you know, it can probably get the ball rolling for them to say, okay, well, it happened to me 10 years ago, but I feel this way. Something isn't right. Maybe this is why I'm doing what I'm doing at this current point, and I should talk to somebody about it.
Yes. Yes. And I think what's awesome about your story is there's so many different, and just for me watching on the outside, the little bit that I can see as an external person, there's so many different modalities you use to guide yourself in your healing. And also, I want to point out that healing isn't just, you know, one day you wake up and you're over it and, you know, whatever happened just didn't happen. Right. It doesn't exist. No, we constantly have to work on our self-care. You did counseling. You went to groups. A big one I wanted to talk on too, you said you got into yoga. Mm-hmm. When I think about rape or sexual assault, attempted rape, it's really somebody attacking a person's physical being, but it has a lot of mental anguish that it causes people going forward. But you did a lot of mind-body things in your healing too. Like, yoga has a very big mind-body connection. And even what you do right now, you're really helping individuals on their external being, their body too. Like providing them that nurturing and care as well to their external body. I don't know if you noticed that, but that's something that I've noticed too. What made you get started with yoga? And how was that as far as feeling back in control of your body?
I got into yoga on Instagram. I followed a young lady she goes by the name of Lady Dork. Her name is Sana. And I remember seeing her do this one pose and I was like, whoa, what is she doing? And so I just like went through her page. I was like, I want to try that. Like, I want to see if I can do that. So I started following her and several other people that were into yoga and doing their challenges. So it was like every day you had a different pose that you had to do and post it. So after a while, I started to kind of like try to practice on my own. I bought books. I started going to Yoga on the River, something that we have here. They do every Saturday morning. But it was really an escape for me, trying to learn something that I've never done before, something that's kind of difficult at that, because you have to learn how to breathe and concentrate on what you're doing in that moment and not what's going on the outside around you. Doing those every day, I got better and better. And when I would kind of quote unquote perfect a pose, I would be super ecstatic because I'm like, I worked so hard to do this, and to see my body do this is like, oh my gosh, I can do that. It made me feel really good. Like I said earlier before, like leaving everything on the mat. In times where I was stressed or I would get upset, I would just fold out that mat and I would get down and I would meditate for a few minutes and then I would start to practice. And then after a few moments, maybe 20, 30 minutes or so, depending on how long I had, I would feel a lot better getting up. And it just amazed me of what I could do with my body. And how you said, taking control, you have to have complete control of yourself. Like I said earlier, you have to let everything go from the outside. And you have to concentrate really hard and you have to focus and not let anything distract you from what you're doing at that time. It's a great feeling.
How did that play over into, what did you take from that into life? Like how you said, kind of tuning things out and kind of really being mindful and aware. How did that kind of pan out outside off of the mat for you?
I would say it helped with my attitude a lot, because I want to say after the assault, I was really angry and not really knowing it that I was really angry. I had people come up to me and say, you know, Robin, why are you so aggressive? Why are you so mad? Like, and I'm like, I'm not mad. It's just me. I'm being me, and not realizing how it affected me. And then when I started doing yoga, I kind of started to notice that the things that would upset me before didn't really upset me as quickly as they did prior, because I would have to sit and think about, you know, what it was and was it worth being upset about, and if it wasn't, just letting it go. And life, you know, you just have to let things go sometimes. You can't dwell on certain situations. You can't let people get up under your skin as much. And that really, really, really helped me, because I was on the verge of losing a lot of people in my life because I was so angry and I didn't realize I was so angry. And I had to take a step back, and then getting on the mat and releasing all of that sometimes to help me understand that I just have to let it go.
Yes. What's your daily mantra? What's your daily quote? What keeps you going? What keeps you pushing forward? And you've pushed forward through so much. So I know you're going to give us a huge gem. What? Or even multiple. Yes. You've went through a lot.
I would honestly just say, don't give up. Keep pushing. I have to tell myself to keep going multiple times throughout the week or throughout the day. Even with my business, I feel sometimes it's failing, but I have to keep pushing. I have to keep going. I can't give up, because I know there's greater. My friends and I say all the time, greater is coming.
Yes.
Just hold on, because greater is coming.
Yes. Now, how can people follow you, see more about your journey, support your business? Where, you know, where are you at on social media?
I am everywhere on social media, pretty much. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. My business page is Niecy B Beauty, which is NIECEYB Beauty. That's my middle name, Denise. I also am on Instagram under underscore Serenity Red with 2 D's. That's my personal page. So you can see a lot of my journey with yoga, and my business kind of crosses over, but my day-to-day life, and my Facebook as well, which is all under the same name.
Okay. Thank you, Robin, so much for your time. And we really appreciate having you as a guest here on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.